Welcome to the 2020 Impact Report from British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Our report starts with a message from Chief Executive Margaret Granger.
It is difficult to know where to start when reflecting on last year, and as I sit and write this to you, I'm overwhelmed by all we have achieved together despite the difficulties of 2020. In my 30 years with British Wireless for the Blind Fund, last year will be the one I look back on like no other. The COVID-19 pandemic affected us all, and charities were no exception. In March last year, we followed government guidelines and safely moved our team to remote working, many adjusting their home life to cope, whilst also dealing with the personal challenges that we all faced. This team have made me prouder than I ever thought possible. With the well-being of staff and volunteers at the forefront of my mind, yet conscious that our beneficiaries would need us more than ever, we adapted our service and developed BWBF Connect. Alongside our trusted couriers, this doorstep delivery service with follow-up phone support meant we continued to be there for hundreds of people with visual impairment. You can read more about the reach of this service on page 4. The list of people to thank this year is endless, from our team, our volunteers, our couriers and our partners at Roberts Radio, to the beneficiaries who have supported our work by sharing their personal experiences. More than ever, I want to say a very special thank you to our funders and supporters, without whom none of this would be possible. I hope you enjoy reading more about our activities from 2020, and I hope you remain safe and well as these difficult times pass.
Here is a message from Daniel Smith, Chairman of BWBF's Board of Trustees. Despite the stark reality that 2020 presented us with more and much greater challenges than anyone could have predicted, I have felt an even deeper sense of satisfaction and gratitude than I have experienced before during my many years of association with the charitable sector. I could not be more proud of the way in which the staff and volunteers of British Wireless have pulled together to ensure that our much valued service has been able to continue. Their dedication to British Wireless and its aims has been demonstrated by their commitment and determination to serve our beneficiaries and the level of compassion they have all shown. Above all, I could not be more grateful to you, our supporters. Thanks to your unfailing support, the members of our team have never felt that they are on their own while battling the difficulties throughout 2020. They have all drawn strength from recognising your continuing commitment to British Wireless and our beneficiaries. While, of course, we acknowledge and celebrate the hard work and determination of the BWBF team, it is you who keep us going. It is you helping thousands of people living with sight loss through a challenging time. You provide the comforting voice in the home, and you help to combat the deep sense of isolation, the emotional impact of which many people have never before had to face. Together we have persevered. It is that togetherness which makes the future seem positive and our aspirations to improve our service achievable. Please accept our sincere heartfelt thanks, not only from me personally as the chair of this great organisation, but also from my fellow trustees, our team, our volunteers, and of course our many beneficiaries, those whose days have been made appreciably brighter thanks to you.
Here is some information about our BWBF Connect service, which supported our beneficiaries during lockdown. British Wireless pride ourselves not only on providing adapted technology on free loan to people who are visually impaired, but also on being a social lifeline for so many experiencing isolation. For those living with sight loss, the world can already be a lonely and often scary place. Lockdown was to make this worse. March 2020 marked a turning point for us all. For British Wireless, it presented challenges never faced before. As a service delivered for so many years through face-to-face support, we quickly realised we would need to review our processes in order to ensure our beneficiaries could continue to be supported. The safety of our vulnerable beneficiaries, as well as our volunteers and staff, was paramount. Just days after lockdown was announced, we launched a revised service, BWBF Connect. Through doorstep delivery and remote telephone support, radios could be safely provided, delivered using a trusted courier service with installation carried out over the telephone by our experienced regional development managers and an army of volunteers. Our regional managers worked tirelessly from their own homes, taking orders and ensuring radios were sent out across the UK. Each recipient was talked through the process of setting up their device and remote follow-up support was provided. There was always someone at the end of the phone. During challenging and unsettling times, it became clear that the companionship of radio was needed like never before. A voice of comfort, a vital source of information, a friendly port of call when the days seemed long or lonely. Access to news and information and the ability to escape into a book or enjoy entertainment became a vital lifeline for us all during 2020. As we faced the unknown, changed our familiar routines and experienced separation from loved ones and support networks, music or a comforting voice made the world of difference. BWBF was determined to ensure that people living with sight loss had the means for such escapism, and our adapted sets gave hours of entertainment simply at the touch of a button. From the Highlands of Scotland down to the most southerly reaches of England, BWBF Connect has provided a lifeline to hundreds of blind and partially sighted people. In 2020, this service reached over 1,300 people across the UK, alleviating loneliness and providing the companionship of a friendly voice during an uncertain and frightening time. Our adapted service allowed us to maintain the vital lifeline we have provided for people living with sight loss for over 90 years.
One of our BWBF Connect beneficiaries, Jan, wanted to share her story. Jan Fraser says that her new adapted radio from British Wireless has opened up her world. Having searched for the right radio to help her read books and access entertainment for a long time, Mrs. Fraser, 77, was finding lockdown particularly tough. But now, thanks to British Wireless and its BWBF Connect service, she says life has taken a turn for the better. She told us, "Apart from visits to hospital, I've been housebound since last March. I'm stuck in the house. This radio makes a difference to the feeling of isolation. I've got a dog to walk round the garden and two cats that keep me going, but my family live 40 miles away. I can sit here and look out of the window," she said, "but come 4 p.m. I used to go to bed and just want to sleep." She continued, "Once I got your boogie box, I stay up and I can't wait to put it on. You've no idea. I can take myself anywhere I want to be." Mrs. Fraser was directed to British Wireless by the RNIB, and she says she couldn't be more grateful for the doorstep delivery and remote support service she was able to access. "They put me through to Stephen, who was fantastic. He gave me a concerto too. It does everything. It practically makes my breakfast," she joked. "I can't believe it's so good. When I lost my eyesight, I had to give up driving. I sit 8 inches away from the TV, but I can't see anything, and I've had to give up reading. Now I'm able to get my films and stories, and it feels like I'm acting normal again. This made all the difference in the world, and still does. It's changed my life after not being able to read a book." Mrs. Fraser says she is so happy with the service provided by BWBF that she plans to shout about it from the rooftops. "You're just fantastic," she said. "I will be letting people know how much my boogie box has done for me. I want other people to know that too." "It's fantastic," she exclaimed. "I can't thank you enough."
And now you can hear more about what was going on in your area. As a national charity, British Wireless is proud to support people who are visually impaired across the whole of the UK. We are also proud to take a local approach in all areas, and as such, there were plenty of different activities taking place everywhere. The idea for the new BWBF Connect delivery service all started in Staffordshire, in the living room of Regional Development Manager Sophie Weldon. It was developed to ensure an uninterrupted service for all our beneficiaries, both old and new. In 2020, over 1,300 people received support thanks to this scheme. While Regional Development Manager for the North, Stephen Paul, is more used to hitting the road and travelling vast distances to visit our beneficiaries, 2020 remained a busy time. Stephen, based in Liverpool, dealt with all the orders for BWBF Connect and organised sets to be delivered to places such as Belfast, Inverness and Thurso. Regional Development Manager Simon Parsons continued to interact with our agents and their members during the 2020 lockdown. He joined many live Facebook chats, including Dorset Association for the Blind, Support for Sight in Essex, and CamSight, our agent in Cambridge. Simon was also invited to talk about the work of British Wireless during a live interview with Thurrock Business Radio in Essex. But it wasn't all business. He shared his favourite music with the listeners and talked through some of his personal choices. The fundraising effort also continued, and we must say a big thank you to Waitrose stores across the South East, including Havant in Hampshire, Caterham in Surrey, Uckfield in East Sussex, and Sevenoaks in Kent, to name a few. A number of stores across London helped raise nearly £7,000 during 2020 for new equipment in their local store areas. The pandemic did not stop us having the opportunities to raise awareness of our services, and a number of interactive web talks took place with our friends at the Macular Society. The support groups who benefited from this included some in Hertfordshire, Suffolk, Buckinghamshire, and both the London Bridge and Hammersmith and Fulham groups in London. Supported by our wonderful volunteers, we were also able to take part in discussions covering Dundee, Lancashire, Cumbria, and Dumfries and Galloway. Our volunteers continued to be a vital part of our operation, with many still supporting our work from their homes. A team of volunteers set to work making follow-up phone calls to beneficiaries all over the country, from Cornwall to Cardiff to Manchester. These calls ensured recipients were fully supported in navigating the functions of their new sets. Phone volunteer David said, "It is so uplifting when a recipient completes the challenge and you can feel the smile on their face by the tone of their voice." In other areas, such as County Durham and Ayrshire, volunteers were contacting care homes in their regions to offer our support. Having provided a large number of sets on free loan to recipients at the McCarthy and Stone Retirement Complex in Wirral, Somerset, we started working in partnership with the McCarthy and Stone Foundation, who generously provided a grant to supply equipment across the Clevedon area in Bristol. Beacon Centre for the Blind, a sight loss charity in Wolverhampton, often refer people in need of support to our service, and in 2020 they told us, "We have a member who is 99 years old and gets great enjoyment from his radio. He plays it every day. This has helped to support him with the isolation he has felt and the loneliness over the past 12 months. When we call, we hear his radio blaring away and have discussions on what he's been listening to." Having joined forces with a number of organisations in 2020, we are also looking forward to a joint project with AbilityNet in Scotland. AbilityNet supports people of any age living with any disability or impairment to use technology to achieve their goals. We're delighted to be joining forces with their large network of volunteers to further support British Wireless beneficiaries, and we look forward to telling you more about this collaboration in the future.
More beneficiaries of our BWBF Connect service told us about the difference our support made to them in 2020. The comfort and support of friends and family is vital during hard times. But lockdown has been an isolating time for so many people living alone at a time when support has been needed more than ever. Residents of care homes have felt the impact of the pandemic acutely, with visits from loved ones no longer allowed and many social activities provided from the outside world on hold. At Fossils Court Retirement Development, residents saw life change dramatically during lockdown, and house manager Sharon Bird says it hit them hard. She told us, "Residents here are very sociable usually, and they live for their entertainment and social events, all of which ceased due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We have a high number of individuals living alone. Some don't have families at all, and others have families who live far away. You may well imagine how lonely and isolating life can be for someone living alone. No visitors from family, friends or neighbours, only looking forward to the carers and nurses calling in throughout the day." But it was during an afternoon of researching safe entertainment for the residents that Sharon came across British Wireless for the Blind Fund, and everything began to change. She said, "We have 45 residents, all at varying levels of independence, and whilst there are that common age-related conditions, the most hindering and frustrating for people here is their failing eyesight. One Monday afternoon, I had been pondering through a list of possible virtual quizzes, games and bingo. All involved would be in their separate apartments, and it dawned on me how the most in need could not join in because of their eye conditions. I know several ladies enjoy stories and storytelling, and often their only activity is listening to programmes on TV. It got me thinking about what services might be available for the elderly, disabled and blind or partially sighted. I came across the website for British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Talking books on CD could open another world for my residents who were already disadvantaged visually and isolated because of their need to stay safe." Sharon decided to reach out to British Wireless and says residents were thrilled to be offered a Concerto 2 radio CD players free of charge. She said they could not have come at a better time. "So many of our residents struggle at night time with loneliness, coupled with lockdown, no visitors and added problems with vision issues. So many have had their eye operations and treatments either cancelled or greatly delayed as a result of COVID. We've not been without our share of people with anxiety, loneliness, isolation and depression." She added, "It would be true also that individuals have struggled with their mental health, particularly through the pandemic." Sharon says that the adapted Concerto 2s, with their bright yellow raised buttons, are ideal for the residents as they are so easy to use. And she says the radios really have opened up a whole world of entertainment for residents at a difficult time. "I have a number of story CDs and I had a local group donate others. The residents have been working their way through the stories, particularly on long, cold and dark evenings," she said. "They particularly like the radios because they have CD and cassette, so many of them can play their old recordings as well. Most recipients have their unit on centre stage as pride of view. The radios are incredibly well used and give hours of entertainment to the resident."
How a gift to British Wireless could help our work. British Wireless receives no government funding, so we are entirely reliant on the generosity of our supporters. We would not be able to provide our vital service without your help. We are incredibly grateful for all the support we receive. Here are a few ways you can help us continue to provide greater independence and quality of life for people living with sight loss. All our beneficiaries receive a follow-up phone call after delivery of their set, as well as an accessible instruction manual and information leaflet at the cost of just £5. £10 would provide a set of personal headphones, allowing people to sit in the same room as others while listening to their book. If someone's much-loved set develops a problem, it may just need a quick service or repair, which we can easily arrange for £35. A gift of £100 could help support our in-house technology development team, who continue to work on bringing the most up-to-date solutions to all our listeners. £223 would pay for the newest radio in our range, the Opus, which has proved to be a huge success. It has Bluetooth audio streaming from a smart device, USB recording and playback. £225 could provide a Concerto 2, which has always been a firm favourite, as it has so many functions, including DAB and FM, CD and cassette player, and USB playback. If you would like to make a donation toward the work of British Wireless, at the moment the easiest way to give is online. If you can, please visit www.blind.org.uk/donate. If you would like to make a donation by post, please send it to us at 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME145DZ. To give a gift over the phone, you can call us on 01 622 754 757. Our lines are open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And please have your credit or debit card ready. Thank you for your support. Our promise to you about your data. BWBF value our supporters. We would not be able to continue our work without you. So it's important to us that you feel informed about our news, future developments and fundraising. We want to share with you how your amazing support helps us to change the lives of visually impaired people across the UK. If you do not wish to be contacted, or you would like to change how we contact you, let us know at any time using the following details. Email mydata@blind.org.uk. Call us on 01 622 754 757 or write to us 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME145DZ. We respect your privacy and remain committed to ethical and responsible fundraising and communications. Your details will be stored securely and we will never sell them. However, from time to time, we may need to share your details with trusted partners authorised to work on our behalf, such as our printers or agents, like your local blind society. For further information, please refer to our privacy policy. www.blind.org.uk/privacy-policy.
Some successes from 2020. Despite the challenges of 2020, British Wireless continued to provide free adapted radios to those in need, giving out nearly 2,000 sets throughout the year. In fact, we saw a significant uptake in our service in some areas of the UK. Cumbria saw an increase of 7 more beneficiaries come forward compared to the previous year. Sets provided in Kingston upon Hull increased from 20 to 36, and we also found an additional 7 people in need of our help in the Stockport area. Here are our finances from 2020. Income. Legacies, £635,980. Marketing sales, £130,193. Trusts and foundations, £165,128. Investments and other income, £80,227. Donations, £117,715. Total income, £1,129,243. Expenditure: delivering charitable objectives, £821,049. Support costs, £456,703. Fundraising, £197,391. Governance costs, £23,208. Total expenditure, £1,498,351.
How are we adapting technology for the future? We live in an ever-changing world, one which is driven by technology. British Wireless is committed to developing new ways to ensure those living with sight loss stay connected to the world around them. In order to meet the diverse needs of our beneficiaries, British Wireless continues to develop new technologies to complement our range of radios. Much good has come from the advances in technology in the last 10 years. Our app-based products give the user the freedom and comfort of using their own device, which they are more familiar. Back in 2019, we took our first step into app-based solutions. Our Talking Newspaper app, which we designed and developed in-house in partnership with the Talking News Federation, has gone from strength to strength with over 2,500 downloads so far. Throughout 2020, we continue to build on this success. We have begun to break new boundaries with our research and development focused on smartphone apps using full speech control. As we turn our attention to content, we're also working on a number of ideas around providing bespoke user experiences, apps which recognise and remember each beneficiary, and therefore provide listening suggestions based upon what they already engage with, is an area which we're particularly excited about. As more and more of what we do in life, forms we need to complete, accessing the latest news, and even communicating with friends and family become online dependent, British Wireless has a clear aim. We will continue to push the limitations of the internet for people living with sight loss. And of course, there is one thing that sets us apart. Everything we produce will continue to be free of charge to those eligible. Whilst we work hard on those breakthroughs, is currently very much behind the scenes, we're excited about pushing this way forward and are able to share our next steps with you very soon.
And finally, we must say our thank yous. Supporting people who are visually impaired, particularly in such trying times, remains a team effort. Despite the difficulties of 2020, so many of you have come together to help combat the isolation and loneliness so often experienced with sight loss. Thank you to everyone who supported us. We look forward to many more years of working with you, and we cannot wait to be able to thank you in person in the not too distant future, especially all of our dedicated volunteers across the country whom we have missed so much. This year, we also want to say a big thank you to all the key workers who kept us going in 2020. In particular, our sincere thanks goes to everyone in the NHS. You will have touched the lives of so many of our beneficiaries during their sight loss journey, and your dedication throughout the pandemic is very much appreciated by us all. If you would like to get in contact with us, please use the following details. Our address is 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME145DZ. Telephone 01622 754 757. Email info@blind.org.uk. Website www.blind.org.uk. Follow us on Twitter at British Wireless. Like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/BWBF0. Follow us on Instagram at BWBFund. Connect with us on LinkedIn by going to linkedin.com/company/British-wireless-4-the-blind-fund. Registered charity number is 107 8287. Our Scottish charity number is SCO41582.